T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Sad news. Seems like we might be not going backwards, but not out of the woods exactly as we thought when it comes to COVID and canceling things. The 40th annual Hilton Apple Festival has been pushed back to 2022 amid the ongoing COVID-19 issues, including, you know, the rise of other variants, things of that nature. The 2020 event obviously was canceled because of the pandemic as well, and organizers were hoping to see the festival return this year, but that is simply not the case. They said this was a difficult decision, and it enables us to, you know, move forward, focus on the efforts, the resources, and making it an even better, more successful 2022 festival. They posted on social media yesterday, and they said, appreciate your support and understanding on this difficult decision, but absolutely devastating.
Yeah, sad. That is sad. All right, moving along in the Team PXY feed, a Rochester native won Mrs. New York American back on July 18th of this year. Diana Mayer won the title this month and plans to compete for Mrs. American in November. The competition, which if you haven't heard of it yet, is located in Las Vegas. She graduated from St. John Fisher College in 2018. She's now a talent manager at Robert Half, and she's been a top fundraiser as well and speaker and advocate for the Alzheimer's Association for the past 6 years. The Mrs. America pageant honors married women and their families.
Oh.
Very wholesome.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. Corey, make sure you just don't get too worked up over this next story, because I feel like...
Upset?
Yeah, maybe.
Why?
I feel like you might be a little jealous.
Okay.
The New York State Little League championships have returned to Penfield this week.
Why am I jealous of Little Leaguers?
Well, the Penfield Little League.
Because they're all still better at me in the baseball? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like...
This is facts. Nothing to be jealous about.
Your athletic career ended at Little League, so you could have been something great.
Pee-wee football. You could have been. No, I was never, for the record, I was never on a good team for Little League. I was on good football teams. I was not on good baseball teams. We were the worst.
Hence why you should have lived in Rochester. Maybe participated in this little championship. The Fairport Little League is actually the only local team competing this week in the tournament because they're that good. This is the second year that they're competing. And this is the third year that it's being hosted right here at the Penfield Championships. They're going to the state Little League Championships here.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Big time. Big time. Pulling for them. Hope they get all the way to Williamsport. That'd be awesome. All right, wrapping things up here in the Team PXY feed. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo said the state is reviewing new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention masking guidelines, which recommend that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. with a, quote, high COVID-19 infection rate. The CDC made the recommendation, citing new information about the Delta variant's ability to spread among vaccinated people. The guidance on masks in indoor public places applies to in parts of the country with at least 50 new cases per 100,000 people in the last week. To get you up to speed on where we are just as a nation, that's 60% of U.S. counties. Locally here, Monroe County reported yesterday 53 new cases in one day. Again, it had been at 10 a day for a very long time. Monroe County's estimated population as of 2019 was 741,770, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. 7-day average positivity rate for Monroe County was 2.2%, and the 7-day average of new cases was 37. So again, something to keep a very, very, very close eye on. Head in the wrong direction, please.
Yeah, I know California is like fully wearing masks indoors again.
Yeah, I can.
Which they've been, you know, kind of hairy, not hairy, but like definitely hard to keep up with because they've kind of been on the back end of things. The last people to take the masks off.
Well, yeah, but they were all. Right, yes.
You know what I mean?
I mean, California and New York have been pretty similar, but California is just a little bit more restricted.
Yeah.
So we will see. Certainly don't like the direction things are going.
Not at all.
No.
Feels like we've made so much progress and to go backwards, it's just not good.
All right. Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, speaking of those COVID variants, locally, once again, Rochester is going to be in the middle of more COVID research having to do with those variants. We'll give you all the details on that around 8:25 online right now at 98pxy.com. We have the good news for you. If you want to go take a peek at the good news stories that we'll be talking about later on this morning, you can text in the keyword good as well to 585-222-9800. Also, just about to put up today's Savage or Sensible poll. This one, based on something you saw at the baseball game last night, Breeze. Savage or sensible, buying cheap seat tickets for a concert or sporting event, and then just moving up to sit wherever you want.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into this.
There is.
Because there's many ways to look at it. There's the one way to look at it. Well, if the seats are empty and no one's using them, why not?
Right.
The counter to that is, well, you're sitting next to people who paid more for the privilege of sitting there. So, I don't know, if I was one of them, I'd be kind of annoyed. Like, wouldn't you?
If they were bothering me, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
if you didn't know, I think it'd be more so if you knew. If you didn't know, then who cares, I guess, right?
Right.
But if you see a rush of people that come down and take a bunch of like the front row seats,
right,
you'd probably be a little annoyed by that.
Sure.
When I worked for a different radio station, we had a concert that did not sell great, so we wanted to have the right up front, like in the pit, more full.
Yeah.
So we invited more people to come down, and that really ticked off the people who paid a lot of money to be there in the first place. So there's a lot going on with this one.
Did you let them have first pick, though?
I mean, it was the pit, so it's kind of like where you were. So they were there first, so they got to go up closer, but still. Oof. I would be annoyed if I blew like $200 and then next thing you know, someone who paid $5 is standing next to me. Like, you see that point?
Yeah, so, I do.
So we'll get more into it just after 8 o'clock this morning. You can vote early at 98pxy.com or again by texting in the keyword vote to 585-222-9800. I do want to get back around to Team PXY bad dates.
Like, what is going on? What is going on?
If you missed it, let me get you up to speed real quick. Talk to a listener named Ashley who said that she matched with a guy on a dating app who seemed too perfect. She was right. I mean, most of the time, follow your gut. You're usually right.
Right.
She did a little stalking, found him on Facebook. And weird, in a relationship. Even had his girlfriend in the profile picture. But
we don't love that.
But
we just don't love that.
But she didn't want to just, I mean, the easy thing to do would be to block him and never talk to him again and just think he's trash, right?
Right.
That would be the easy thing to do. Something in her said, no, I'm going to go on this date. I'm going to show up and I'm going to tell this guy off. I'm going to give him a little piece of his own medicine, see how he likes it.
Yeah.
Because apparently she has been cheated on in the past. So I could see that being kind of like a sore spot. When she shows up, though, she told us that the guy wasn't alone.
No.
He was at the restaurant with the girl from the photo, his girlfriend. At that point, she thought that the girlfriend was like going to confront her.
Right.
You know, being like the other woman, like, I'm going to tell her off. But when she got closer, she said that
wasn't the case.
The girlfriend wasn't mad. In fact, she was smiling at her. And once she got the full story, she realized that,
I'm in a very different situation right now.
They were looking to invite her to join them. In their relationship.
Escapades.
Yeah. Again, I know of people who have been solicited before for similar things. Not in this way, though. It was kind of a bit of a catfish move to not just be upfront about it.
Yeah, you think you're going in for one thing. You think you're going in looking for a relationship, a partner.
Here's my question, though.
That's not it.
Would you be mad and offended by that, or would you take that as a compliment in a weird way.
I take it as a compliment.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
585-222.
Oh, you're picking me?
585-222-9800. If you want to jump into the show this morning.
You must have heard things.
Anytime we bring up swinger talk, the text line explodes. I told you, though, people were going to be able to relate to this. Again, this has happened to
more
people.
Are they swingers or are they poly?
I don't know. I guess she didn't stick around to find out necessarily what the deal was. I do have a story to share, though. A personal one. We'll get to that next.
What the hell?
Hang on one sec.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.